Welcome. Today I have the great honor of interviewing the Consul General of Poland here in Toronto, Mr. Morawski. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to do this interview with us today.
Thank you very much. The honor is mine.
I would like to begin by asking you the following question. Would you begin by expressing to our listeners a bit more about your background, where you come from, and how it is that you came to Toronto?
I was born in Warsaw, not much originally. The Polish people ask me, where are you from? Expecting that I am from the part of Poland that they are coming from, but I'm from Warsaw. I've started to work at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs 20 years ago. It was 20 years ago in 96. And in Toronto, I'm the second time. Let's say I'm the recidivist because my first posting was Toronto and I was here between 1998 to 2003. And that time I was the consul responsible for visa, passport and citizenship matters in our consulate. And from 2012, I'm the consul general of the Republic of Poland here in Toronto. And I've been also in Chicago as a deputy consul general and consul also for the passport, visa and citizenship between 2005 and 2010.
So with all of your experience and all of the opportunities that you've had in diplomacy, what would you say were some of the most rewarding but yet challenging aspects associated with having various positions in so many different parts of the world?
I have to say that the consulates do a lot of things, a lot of different field of activity. It was changed by the years. I remember when I was first time here, the consulate here in Toronto was mostly the office for the Polish people who are living here. So we issue a passport, we issue a visas that time for people who want to visit Poland. Of course, we legalize documents and many, many other administrative things. Now, after the many years, situation is changed that our main focus is to promote Poland and to contact with the Polish diaspora and promote the various fields of Polish activity to the Canadian society. So it is really not comparable with 15 years ago. For example, I remember that maybe that 15 years ago we had maybe 3-4 events yearly in our office. Now we have the weeks we have 3 in each week. And of course, we've got more money to do that now. It depends on the situation. The Poland is much better now than was years ago. And of course, in the Western societies, to promote something, to do something, we need money. So we get more money. Of course, we should get more, but we've got more money than 15 years ago to promote successfully Poland.
And I have to say that as a Polish Canadian, I'm very proud of my background. Not too long ago, I became a member of the Canada-Poland Chamber of Commerce here in Toronto, and I've had the honor to work closely with Mr. Śniegowski and his daughter Sofia Śniegowska, and I'm very proud to be involved in the chamber. It's a great way to actively engage in various aspects of Canadian-Polish culture. We do have an upcoming event, a gala that's happening, and I think it's a great way to promote the work that Polish Canadians and that members of the community have been doing in order to not only efficiently make contributions to the community, but to make a significant impact. So in terms of the Polish community here in Toronto, what would you say differentiates the Polish community here in Toronto from the other areas and the other communities that you've previously served?
First of all, the Polish community in Toronto is very vibrant. And this is the several organizations, like you mentioned, the Canada-Poland Chamber of Commerce, with which we closely work together for some events, some activities. It is that Polonia living here has a lot of ideas to do many things, and they come to us, we help them and help to do things together. I think that it is from the first settlement, what was established over 150 years ago, that the Polish Canadians have helped build Canada. They contributed significantly to shaping the Canadian cultural landscape. The community is, as I say, very vibrant, and they maintain links with their cultural heritage. It is who we are, who they are, and what makes our community more more visible when we compare to the other communities. It is something that the Polish people living here are proud of, and other other communities recognize. And as a consul general, we continue boosting ties between the homeland and the Polish community. According to the last census, in Canada, in total, live about a million people of Polish descent. That's a Polish citizens and the people whose parents or grandparents came to Canada. In our consular district, is Ontario, Manitoba and Saskatchewan, is about 600,000. In GTA, it's about 400,000. So it's a big community. In that community, there are the strong organizations. So the main organization is a head organization is Canadian Polish Congress, and several other organizations who are very vibrant and organize a lot of events, mainly to maintain the Polish heritage and to show the Canadian about our Polish achievement in the past. We promote now, together with the Canadian Polish Congress, other organization, the historical policy to showing the Canadian Canadians about the role Poland in the history of the world, let's say.
Poland has made significant contributions in terms of economy and in terms of providing some of the hardest working diplomats who are currently serving here in Canada. In addition, the relationship between Canada and Poland is significant. In terms of the history and the culture of Poland, it's immense. But in terms of any work that can be done by the Canadian government, in terms of strengthening the relationship between Canada and Poland, what further implementation should be made in order to continue to build on that relationship?
We work close with the Canadian government on the federal level and on the provincial level. As everybody knows, we had the election last year, so the new government is established, but we have a ties with the Canadian government, and we do what we do with the conservative one. I think in our turbulent times, Poland bases its security on three pillars. First is our membership in NATO, which proved to be the most effective alliance of collective defense in the modern history. Our membership in the European Union, which develops its defensive capacity as well. And of course, bilateral relations with our partners like Canada. And Poland and Canada have been partners for many years. We are great allies. Canada was the first country to ratify the accession protocols that made our membership in NATO possible. That decision was the first step in launching a far-sighted process of transformation of the alliance into an organization strengthened by the accession of new members and better adapted to take on diverse challenges in international security. Between Poland and Canada, there are no moot points in our relations, and we share similar convergence of the political position in the main international issues. Both Polish and Canadians travel without a visa to visit our marvelous countries. Polish and Canadians have worked side by side to tackle the greatest challenges face today world, and still we continue training programs between our military forces.